Yesterday, the Western Cape High Court considered urgent arguments made by the Democratic Alliance to open beaches along the Garden Route. The judgment was reserved, and we remain confident that it will be handed down in the coming days. In the fight to save both lives and livelihoods in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, we believe that beach closures do far more harm than they could ever do good. It's also noteworthy that not once in any of the papers put up to the court by government is there a link between beaches and the spread of the virus. The closure of beaches, in fact, goes against the available scientific advice from medical experts, and we believe is therefore irrational and unnecessary. Furthermore, the closure of beaches along the Garden Route has had an absolutely devastating impact on the region's tourism economy, which is the lifeblood of many local municipalities. As part of our case, the DA has also argued to have the imposition of irrational beach operating hours of between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. overruled. Again, this is an unnecessary restriction that goes against all medical and scientific advice, and we believe is irrational and makes policing of this thing extremely difficult. Bottlenecking people between those limited hours on beaches in the Western Cape, we believe makes no sense whatsoever. We cannot and will not allow irrational restrictions to be passed which impact the livelihoods of millions in our country at a time when our economy is on its knees. We hope that the courts will rule in our favour and in the favour of the millions of lives and livelihoods placed at risk by this irrational restriction. We remain committed to supporting and proposing measures that would contain the virus and for which the efficacy can be shown in combating the spread of coronavirus. What we will not tolerate is the intrusion by national government onto the rights and responsibilities of local and provincial governments, as well as on restrictions on the rights of citizens contained within the Constitution. We look forward to judgment in this matter, and we remain confident that it will go in our favour.